Case number 12,868, Christine L. Cerebro in Bay City seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures, section 115-42 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Possum Road within the Bay City Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 38248 Possum Road, Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 94.01, Unit 20770. The applicant is seeking a 1.8-foot, a 4.6-foot, and a 1.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation distance requirement between the mobile home and on lot from the proposed structures to the mobile home on lot 293. Sorry. Support, we have one letter, we have no letters of opposition, and six mail return.
Is the applicant present? Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Christine Cerebro. Address is, well, you want Delaware address or my permanent residence?
Whatever your address.
Okay, 38248 Possum Road in Ocean View, 19970 zip.
Thank you.
Mark Cerebro.
Same address?
Same address.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. You may present your case.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah, so we purchased a mobile home there in Bayshore, and I think most folks are familiar with the way Bayshore is set up, or I'm assuming you're familiar with the way these trailer parks are set up. Anyway, when we purchased the place, immediately saw how the steps are situated for the front door. You know, it's those concrete steps coming up. I think it's three steps up onto the landing and then into the home. And my wife is disabled, and immediately we said, okay, this is gonna be a good place for us, but we need to do something to accommodate her ability to get in and out of the trailer because she's disabled. So we started talking about a deck, and we met with
Brett Cox,
the owner of the of Bayshore, and discussed with him, you know, pointed out to him what my wife deals with on a regular basis. And he said, well, the way everything is set up, you can put a 6-foot deck on, no problem. And I said, well, 6 foot, you know, with respect to how my wife deals with, you can see she has a machine she has to deal with, regularly getting in and out. And then unfortunately for her and for us, we're pretty sure that she's gonna be in a wheelchair eventually. And we just thought that based upon, you know, Brett's comments and advice to us, that he said, well, your best bet is to go before you folks and try to get a variant for an 8-foot deck. So hence, this is where we are.
Understand. Questions?
Are you also needing a variance for steps off the side of the deck?
See, that's a bit confusing to me, because when I met with Brett, again, not knowing all the ins and outs associated with things, I said to, you know, he said, go for an 8-foot deck. And so then a couple weeks later, I ran into him and I said, Brett, what's the scoop with the steps? I said, what do I do there? Do the steps have to be on that side, right, going towards the next mobile home? And he said, yeah, you should be able to put them there. They're concrete steps. You should be able to put them there in addition to that 8-foot deck. So I was just using his advice based upon what he told me he had been through with other folks in the trailer park.
You talk to your neighbors?
Yes. The sign is up there.
Okay.
The folks that are where the deck is going towards, Chris, maybe you want to comment on, they're hardly there. They're older folks, they're disabled themselves, they don't talk much.
I've spoken to them, like I've seen them coming in, and you know, we said hello, introduced ourselves, a little, you know, neighbor chit-chat, what have you, you know, that kind of talk.
Any idea how long the mobile home's been in this location?
I think we were told 1984.
Yeah, it's 40 years old. Yeah.
1984.
When you make comment, I'm familiar with the area, and when you make comments about how it's situated, trying to describe this, it's when these mobile homes, they're like running straight up and down, so there's limited space where you can get in. So that's what you were referring to, correct?
Yes. For me, you know, not being familiar with the rules of the game, so to speak, you know, I really don't completely understand all the offsets, but they're written in stone. And again, we're just relying on Brett's advice associated with this whole process. That's who we went to and discussed accordingly.
And I believe it would still leave room, like any decision would still leave room for emergency vehicles to, you know, because that's...
Or even his own, like I look at the whole situation in terms of what he has to deal with. And I think him approving it, and I see him with his machinery, things he does. The folks actually next door to us had a new set of steps put in on that same side as us. And he got in there with the machine, and just seeing how he gets in there, I'm sure he knows the implications of the deck and the steps and the access. So I think you folks have a copy of the letter from Brett. So I just relied on him more. We relied on him more than anyone associated with this whole process.
You also park on the road there, correct?
Yes, mm-hmm. That is correct.
Because okay. there is very limited room.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Between where the road is and where the mobile home's set.
Now, the difference between 6 foot and 8 foot, you mentioned, you know, possibility down the road of, you know, wheelchair. So I guess the additional 2 feet would make that a little easier. What about, you know, if you ended up having to have access with the wheelchairs, is there room for a ramp or, you know, what's the possibility there?
Well, the way I looked at it was having the 8 foot means I have more, because I just assume the ramp is part of the deck. So if I had 6 foot, of course I would have to come here anyway to add a ramp on that side. But I just thought, might as well just take care of everything in one shot, get the 8 foot. If we have to put a ramp in, I'm going to cut the deck. If you follow what I'm saying.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was wondering if you were thinking about. You were going to add additional feet to that.
No, right. No. Again, for me it was, if we're going to have to get a ramp, which, don't want to get emotional, probably have to, I have it all in place, I would think. Am I right? But I wouldn't have to. I'm just cutting the deck.
Of your deck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back to these steps just a minute. Next to where it looks like it's sketched in with a pen, those steps, it looks like it says 15.4 feet of separation. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
That's what I read. That was added. See, again.
Who put that in there?
When we came here, I was talking to the girl in the office. She asked me about the steps.
Oh, okay.
And again, I apologize. I look at it now and I can understand why you guys would be concerned about the steps. I just went with what Brett said.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was reading that 15.4 feet of separation for the
yes,
steps.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. The pavers that I see on the site plan there, is that currently used as a patio area? What is that used for?
Yes, that's when you come out, that's right. Those are just those concrete.
So like I think a sitting area where you can.
Yes. That's correct.
So the deck won't be any closer to the neighbor than with your existing patio.
That's correct. No, that's right. The pavers actually. Are actually closer to the neighbor than the deck will be. Those pavers are obviously going to come out.
Did you look at perhaps moving the steps so that they would not be closer to the neighbor, that they could either be on the front or the rear of the deck?
Yes. We just thought for her accessibility.
Provides better.
Just thought it would be better, you know, relied on her input and what's coming, you know, just relied on what she thought was best. And again, I relied on Brett saying, yeah, that's no problem.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
What's that?
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12868 for Ms. Christine Schriebro, I'm sorry, at Bay City, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to approve case number 12868 for Ms. Christine Schriebro, for the requested variances. I do believe they have met all the criteria that we have to grant a variance. I do believe it is, I do believe it's does not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and I do think it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.